Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
AJ,
well done, yes sir.
You think you could spit a little bath? We give you a couple words. Maybe two words, not four.
I like to blow my trumpet and that, do you know what I mean? In my last fight, I had to watch my weight.
Wait.
I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Yay!
I'm on time and I'm never ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
Great.
In JD, chilling with my mates.
Mate.
I stay low key, never ever moving bait.
Mate.
Keep it calm, ring the alarm. Man chat, get slapped with my palm.
Oh, one set. Hey, yo! AJ, shut down. My God.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
I truly believe it's right.
Good morning, TBV, and welcome back to another edition of The Boxing Voice. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and we're back for another one. Hope you tuned in yesterday and seen that the show was scheduled for 9 a.m., so good morning to all. Anthony Joshua finally does what the fuck we wanted. He finally comes out and says how he feels. He, I guess you call it, quote tweeted a Deontay Wilder Sky Sports Boxing article, which you can find on our thumbnail right here at youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And listen, while you're here, you might as well subscribe and click on that notification bell. We reached over 91,000 yesterday. The little engine that could just keeps on chucking. That being said, Wilder tweeted out a article from Sky Sports where, you know, they featured him, and the headline says, "Interesting times. At Bronze Bomber, very interested in at Anthony F. Joshua. Fight says the Americans co-manager Shelly Finkel." So the great Anthony Joshua quote tweeted and said, "What took this fool so long? Like, we ain't been interested." You know, obvious emoji, eyes looking above face. Anyway, well done, Fury. They wanted to get you because they assumed you was finished. I'll give you a fair one when you're ready, either one of you. So, I mean, yesterday we were saying he only had two options. Today he's basically saying, these are my two options, but I want Wilder first. We've been showing interest in you. What are you talking about? Making it seem like now you want this fight. We've been wanting this fight. But he's also letting Fury know, hey, you could get some too. So this is what we're going to be talking about right here in the morning for the West Coast. It's very early. You're on your way to work, 6 a.m. over there at East Coast, 9 a.m. and Central Time, 8 a.m. I'm going to jump over to my main man in Indiana, Michael Gross.
Him 50 million. What is people thought it was real or not? Motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo. What's up, baby? We're back here with another one. Man, AJ coming out saying he want both of them. I ain't tripping on who get it first, but anybody can get it. And this what we've been waiting on, man. We've been waiting for AJ to come out and say who he want and how he want it. And his promoter, Eddie Hearn, is what? He's traveling to L.A. today, you know what I'm saying? So he will be on the West Coast. And guess who else is in America? AJ's here, you know what I'm saying? So it's a big nice.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Can I get my shit going, man?
I'm still excited.
And then we have Shelly Finkel still in L.A. Deontay Wilder still in L.A. Frank Warren is still in L.A. Tyson Fury is still in L.A. So Maybe Eddie Hearn can get a deal done with somebody or get the ball rolling today. I'm excited to see what comes out of these meetings, and hopefully by the time we do the Wilder call, that the meetings will have already been taking place, and Shelly Finkel will be on the phone.
You know, that would be probably the smartest thing that they can do, hammer out a deal before the media conference call. This way at 5 p.m. Eastern time, when they go live with that media conference call, they're letting us know the plans. You know, that would be perfect. But like you said, AJ is in America. I seen that he quote tweeted another tweet where he's like, I'm in LA, you know, training in the US gym. I'm like, oh, check him out. Finally talking. He put a smile on my face last night. I went to bed happy knowing that I would be waking up talking about Joshua stepping up to the plate the way we've been asking him to. So yeah, man, I was definitely content with this news.
So what's your thoughts on the news, though? I mean, first of all, let's break it down. What took this fool so long? Right there was like a shot, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, this guy is...
Yeah, because, I mean, he's got to sway public perception back in his way, right? Like, you heard your intro, whether the people thought the money was fake or not. Nigga, we ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? And we see that now with Fury and how big that event was. Like I said, we never seen red carpet at a pay-per-view before. He outdone Mayweather with that. Now, did it outdo Mayweather in numbers? I don't know. Did it outdo in gate? Probably not. But they attempted to go big or go home. So obviously there was money to play with.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love the whole whole red carpet and the stars and the boxes coming down so everybody can see who's coming and take pictures of it. I mean, I think it was a good idea to let the people know what, you know what I'm saying, Wilder looks like and what they're trying to do with this guy. And I really think that Wilder had got a lot more fans over the weekend with his performance and a little bit with Radio Raheem.
Listen, man, I'm done talking about numbers, resume, purses, you know, social media following. All that shit was before December 1st.
Yes.
You know, it was before December 1st. Now, we got a little triangle of sins, and they need to handle business. If Luis Ortiz could sneak his way in there somehow, amen. But we got enough fights to go around, you know?
We got plenty of heavyweights now, man. We got Dillian White. We got Luis Ortiz. We got Big Baby. We got AJ. We got Fury. We got Wilder. We got Pulev. We still got Povetkin in the mix. I mean, it's a lot of hit with Joseph Parker still out there.
I didn't even get to see my man Zili Zhang Bang come through. You know, he was supposed to make his debut to at least the TBV public on DAZN at that Monaco show. And with visa issues, we didn't get him. But I'm still trying to see what he's going to do because, you know, I got to see him early in his career, you know, sparring, working out and things like that. The same way I got to see Adam Wanaki. And look at where Adam Wanaki's at now.
Absolutely.
About to have a fight with Gerald Washington. That's definitely a barometer fight with Deontay Wilder. He already had a barometer fight with AJ in Charles Martin. You know what I mean? And didn't he stop Martin? Or did they go to the decision? Decision, right?
Yeah, a decision.
Mm.
Martin proved tougher than a lot of people.
He should have got that stoppage. You know, that was a barometer fight right there, you know?
But I think Martin proved a lot tougher than people gave him credit for. And we actually seen Martin fight, you know what I'm saying, different.
I'm saying, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could give him credit. Like we seen him lose.
We seen him lose. But I thought
lose to AJ, then we seen him lose to Wanaki. Like,
I thought
Wanaki didn't, you know, knock him out the way that AJ did. AJ definitely knocked him out.
I bet you sleep with the nightlight.
Put that boy right to sleep, you know what I mean?
I thought Wanaki was going to either stop him or knock him out, but he didn't. So I don't know where we rank him at the top echelon. But let's go to the next paragraph. Like we ain't been interested.
I mean, look, all this is true. Look, we don't need to dissect it. I mean, you want to dissect it, we could for the fun of it. But like,
I mean,
it is true. The issue is, what side do you lie on? Do you lie that they was negotiating too crude and shrewd? Or will you lie on the fact that, you know, Wilder was outpricing himself and things of that nature? So, like, again, none of that shit don't matter. None of that shit don't matter, because any way we look, Fury, Wilder, and the combination of Anthony Joshua, I think we get a great fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just picking him, my man, to beat both of them. That's all. Nostradamus. I may not got it right against Wilder in the first one, but I mean, I hit the draw, so whatever. I'm still brushing my shoulders off.
Absolutely, man. You feeling some kind of way today, Andrew, bro? You got all the music going. He got all the sound bites.
I'm on point like a pencil. You feel me? Just doing my things.
I feel you, man. I feel you.
Yo, Little Engine did good. Look, I woke up to 91K. Actually, I went to sleep with 91K, so.
Well, I'm thinking about something totally different. You said 91K. I said, nigga, where you find that shit at? How you go to sleep with 91K and wake up with 91K? Hey,
man, look, everything ain't about money for me, you know?
I feel you.
Little Engine that could, you feel me? I embrace competition. Without competition, there's no glory. If there was no one to compare any fighter to, then, you know, that fighter could never reach greatness. And that goes the same for me. So, you know, I'm embracing the competition. You feel me? And breathing the fresh morning air. I mean, I'm alive. I'm just coming back from Los Angeles. You know, we was out there for All Fight Week. We had a few great live streams. We tested out some new hardware and software.
That shit works good, bro. I like that little software shit, man. That shit works good.
You and me both, man. I was just talking about that last night, just wondering, like, when's the next time we can use it? When's the next time we can do it? How can we, you know, just go bigger with it? But anyway, back to the matters at hand. If you're just tuning in with us, Anthony Joshua made it clear last night. He's in L.A., and he's seen an article that Deontay Wilder done with Sky Sports. And he quote tweeted it saying, "What took this fool so long? Like we ain't been interested." And we're stopping there because Mike wants to dissect line by line. And I think "like we ain't been interested" means the two offers we've already sent you, the numerous times that your team denied meeting up, everything that the public knows. Again, it just matters. It all matters where you lie with the argument. Do you believe that they've been interested, or that they've been doing negotiation way too rough, you know, a la Mayweather? So, I mean, you wanted to dissect it. What did you interpret from second line?
Real quick, we got a super chat from Maurice. Morning, fellas. Look like 2019 about to be lit. Salute.
Yes, it is. I was just telling my significant other that, like, you know, she's like, "Damn, when the next time you're going to travel? You travel so much." And I'm like, you know, I don't know. In my eyes, I'm thinking March for Earl Mikey, but who knows what could happen. I was just telling how Gennady could sign Al Haymon, you know, or he could sign to DAZN, and that could mean something else, you know, possibly tying it into the new hardware and software, you know, another Chivas, event for us. So you just never know. Boxing is definitely on the up. I mean, the networks are heavily invested. ESPN and DAZN are really, you know, going overtime. I mean, look, we got to see Joe Horn versus Anthony Mundine.
Yeah. Another super chat from Jack is the truth. Wilder will be next. BT and Sky won't split the revenue for April the 13th. Another super chat.
I mean, yeah, they'll probably, yeah, he's right. Let's dissect into that. I mean, it in Eddie's mind, it's probably more difficult to negotiate with his rival in the U.S.,
Frank Warren,
you know, with BT Sports. And you know, maybe he does go the Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder route. And from this tweet, obviously, AJ is still heavily interested in Wilder first. He's saying, I'll give you an opportunity, you know, if you want it, talking to Fury, you know what I mean? So obviously they're looking at Wilder first is what I believe.
Another super chat from Jack Killsby. The heavyweight division is back. UK wants all the smoke. They want all the smoke over there in UK now. Man, they see Fury do a little something, man, and people thought he was done. People thought he was like, bro, I swear to God, when we first announced that shit, bro, people call in from UK, wow, Fury's fat. He only had two fights. Now, after the fucking Saturday, man, it's like they never said anything bad about Fury. But back to AJ. I think AJ always wanted to fight, but I think his manager, Eddie Hearn, was trying to make it not – he was trying to get the best business deal for his client, which you can't get mad at that because, I mean, that's the job of a promoter. But at the same time, can Eddie Hearn come away from L.A. with a deal – in place with the blueprint in place, do you believe?
What do you mean a blueprint in place?
Saying like, if I go to LA and we hammer out something, and we have something to like work on, like work towards, like we have a contract that might need a few things added, but we just need to build on it. You know what I'm saying? Can they come away like today with the split? You know what I'm saying? Like, far as the split done.
I think so. I think, you know, these guys are insiders. They have a gauge as to how well the pay-per-view is done. They at least have a gauge on the revenue from the gate. And they've seen the performance. Eddie could definitely make an offer. And obviously, AJ is he's indicating that there will be some negotiating. You know, he's not going to come out in the public and he barely makes public statements. So this is why this is so important to me and why I'm believing this. But really quick from the super chat, we got unknown mystery that Nestradamus was legit. I'm in South Korea. I came across TBV back in 2017 when I got here. Y'all all have kept me alive. I'm glad Matt is back, and this is the best boxing channel in the world. Shout out to Unknown Mystery. Thank you so much. Real quick, we're just going to get a few morning salutes, obviously, for everyone that's rocking out with us. We're going to go shout out to PSK10, Davidson Simmons, Kaz, Earn with Hearn, Nova, Grandmaster Flash, James Doherty, Afghana Ann. Jack is the truth. You can do it. Corky, DC, Lil Freezy, Brit MK2, Fresh BX, Mind Flex, One Pred, Bobby Tsunami, that's DC. Good Off War, I don't know.
We got a couple more. Go ahead. We got a couple more super chats. One from Donald Banks. Ness smoking too much Joe Horn. another super chat from Jeffrey Rodriguez. UK won't smoke with White or Chihor. Okay. Chizoror.
I guess he's being sarcastic, saying that the UK actually wants AJ to fight White Chizora winner or either or instead of Fury Wilder. I just know that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? AJ is not going to drop the ball on this one. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. We're coming back with our normally scheduled morning show as we do. And if you're enjoying this topic, it helps with the visibility of the show. For you, hit that thumbs up button, letting other boxing fans know this is a safe haven and a place to be. Listen, if you want to give us your opinion on this topic, on whether or not Anthony Joshua is coming out finally publicly, because it's an indication that Eddie's going to hammer out this deal in Los Angeles, call the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And remember, you don't have to type in that chat when you can just Skype. You know, you want to type Nesta Gibbs and add yourself to this conversation, be part of it. What is up, Mike?
Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Let me ask you a question. Now, he said they assumed Fury was finished. Now, do you think that's the reason why they gave Fury the fight, or do you think that they really, really wanted that by name.
By the way, it should be they assumed you were finished. W-E-R-E.
I mean, yeah, I'm just paraphrasing.
They call me an idiot every day. He wrote was. I'm just saying.
You were finished. Yeah, you're right. Supposed to be were. I mean, AJ's from where we're from, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, kind of. You're right. But do you think that they offered him the fight because they thought he was done? Or do you think Wilder and them just really wanted a big fight?
They wanted a big fight. Did they think he was done? No. Did they probably assume that he wouldn't be at his best? Absolutely. I mean, you would be a moron to believe that Tyson Fury was going to get back to prime elite fashion after being out of the ring in so long. Did he do that? Yes. Did he prove it? Absolutely. But did Team Wilder go into it thinking that Fury was going to be 100%? Hell no. You could have never thought that. I mean, you would be a liar if you think that they say that they did. Like, you know, they thought what the world thought. That Fury.
What is it?
I mean, the Fury, they thought the facts, bro. Fury was out. He had two tune-ups that wasn't on that level. You know, there's nothing more to think. You, the facts are there. It was black and white. What Fury did was a fairy tale ending. That's what that, you know, he rose to the occasion. And props to him.
Absolutely.
You know, props to him. That's why, listen, I mean, we would have been upset if AJ chose a Fury. But now, after that performance, hey, brother, pick your poison. Fury or Wilder, what you want? I watch either one. I want either one. You know what I mean? What, you want Fury? Let's do it. You know? Oh, you want Wilder? Absolutely. You know, now you start talking Luis Ortiz. It's like, okay, fuck it. You know what I mean? Okay. It ain't like, let's do it. All right. You know? But it's like, all right, fuck it. You start saying Dylan White, Chisora, I'm like, yo, bruh, yo.
Ho, shut the fuck up.
Stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let the Chisora White go fight Luis Ortiz or Dominic Brazil and, you know, work out a situation. But anyway, I think we chopped it up enough. You know, we're out here live every day. Hit that thumbs up button to show your support. We're going to go out to the phone lines. We already told you how to do that. If you're watching us on YouTube, the number is right there on the thumbnail. And if you're here on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like I said, last night we reached 91K, and today we're at 91,082. So let's get to that 91,100 and start chopping down the next 1,000. We're going to go out to the sponsors and then to the callers. Thank you again for joining.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
And remember, don't type while you can Skype.
Going out to Skype, let's go to Vito. Good morning, Vito.
Good morning, Vito from Bermuda, right?
No, that's Oliver in Bermuda.
Oliver in Bermuda.
Vito is from like Malaysia or some shit, right?
Yeah. I'm from Malaysia.
Okay, what's going on,
homie? Mike, we international, baby.
Getting big, baby. We're getting big.
Yeah. First of all, I'll say about this tweet from Anthony Joshua. I think like he's upset, you know, because now I'll explain why I feel he's upset. Because first of all, whoever thought about that, what Shelley came out with and the interview Deontay Wilder did with Sky is really brilliant. Because what a way, just imagine, what a way to just divert all the talk of robbery, the conspiracy talk, then calling out Anthony Joshua, saying you're interested in fighting Anthony Joshua. It takes away all that talk about robbery and all that. So, wow, Wilder's management, they did a good job, you know. So I think that's what Anthony Joshua is referring to, and that's why he feels upset. Like his name is being brought out to like divert the fact from people thinking that Fury won the fight. That's what I feel. But either ways, if Anthony Joshua Wilder, I don't want to see Wilder, Fury, two yet. If that can be made later on, then fine. But I want to see AJ Wilder for April. That's my call.
Thank you for the call, Vito, man. Thank you for waking up so early. Well, I don't know if early over there, but thank you for being with TBV. Real quick, we got a super chat from Boxing Genius. You guys rock. Keep it up. Hey, man, I want to ask you some about some shit, brother, that came out. I believe, we already knew about it. But it finally came out that Wilder broke his arm or broke his hand before the fight. What was your thoughts about that? I mean, even though
I didn't know. I won't say that I already knew.
We didn't know, but
what I knew was that when we went to camp, we was asked not to record his hand or arm because of the black tape. But people got to see the black tape on the All Access, so you know, they could either take it, you know, as an excuse after the fight, or take it as the truth. But the surgical tape was on his right arm throughout the entire training camp. It could be seen on photos and videos. And, it was on there as early as the first week because, you know, we went the first week and then we went the third week.
A chat from Jack Killsby. My dream fight is Ortiz versus Povetkin. Roared it to the gills in a 25 round fight to the death. What the fuck? Okay. Shout out Jack Killsby for that one.
Let me get to Skype. Idris, talk to me.
Yeah, what's happening, man?
What's going on, homie?
Listen, I got a quick question for you, yeah? Ness, didn't you interview Steven Espinoza and he said that Frank Wong was lying about the whole BT Sports being in touch? So basically, that 50 mil has been debunked by them. They've just been...
No, it wasn't debunked because he's saying he doesn't know why Frank said that. He's saying the money came from Showtime. He's saying I seen the money.
Sherry Fink was saying he did show it to Frank. And Frank
He could show the offer to Frank. It doesn't mean that he said... that Shelly Finkel said the money was coming from Frank. He could have shown... contract. I want to know why are you calling about an old offer when your man...
No, I'm just asking you...
When the man that you're protecting is out here saying he wants either or. You're a friend.
I'm going to get to that right now, yeah? I just want to know, is that fishy to you?
No, it's not fishy. When I got the head of Showtime Sports in America on camera telling me that the $50 million was coming from him, I don't think it's fishy because that same person is the man that put together Mayweather-Pacquiao and Mayweather-McGregor, right? He's been the same position for the last big super fights. If you want to talk about any relevant pay-per-views, Espinoza's been involved. Yeah, you want to change the subject because your facts don't match.
No, because you're about to cut me off anyway. So let me just get to the Wilder thing let me get this in, yeah? AJ, Wilder's got nowhere to go. He's cornered by both Fury and AJ.
You mean AJ got nowhere to fucking go? You mean AJ got nowhere to fucking go? Wilder already proved that he would fight the man that nobody wanted to fight in King Kong. Then he fought the man that no one else wanted to fight in Tyson Fury. It's AJ that got to do some proving. That's why he's out here tweeting, finally. Where the fuck you been at? What have you done for me?
No, listen, lately, I think you got it wrong, yeah. This is my opinion. Yeah, don't cut me off in it, yeah, when things start getting heated, Ness, because that's what you do in it. Yeah, you don't need that work from me, and you don't like it. Let me tell you something.
I'm giving you that AJ work. That's what the fuck Wilder's, I'm doing.
Let me speak. AJ and Wilder's going to happen April 13th because the rematch is not something he wants, okay? This Lewis Kong, King Kong Ortiz shit you're talking about, you can't even name me two people he's beat that's in the top 20 ever.
Tony Thompson and
Ryan Jennings was always in the top 10. Don't forget that. He even got to fight Vladimir Klitschko. Let's not forget. Tony Thompson, excuse me. Tony Thompson was in the top 10 when he upset David Price. They thought it was a fluke. They thought it was a fluke. He went back and knocked his dumb ass out again. Or did you forget? Huh? Or should I keep going with Malik Scott? Huh? Or should I talk about the boy y'all like to brag about, David Allen? Huh? Come on, man. Don't worry about the timer. I give chumps like you extra time to beat on you all the fucking day.
I swear, Wilder has nowhere to go. He's nowhere to run. He's cashing out now.
You know who's got nowhere to go. Money. Wilder was in a big ass super fight on an American pay per view. The only dude that ain't even doing the only dude that hasn't come to New York yet is Anthony fucking Joshua. They don't know Mr. Johnson over here. They know Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Anthony Johnson, who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Go ahead, Idris. Yo, give me some tough UK dudes, man. I hate fucking eating these cats for breakfast. Let's go. Oh, unknown mystery. Talk to me.
Shout out to unknown mystery, man. What's going on, homie?
Unknown mystery. You got to unmute yourself on Skype.
Can't just be talking, man. Going once. Going twice, because I know Skype had a little feedback. I mean, a little delay. And going three times.
I just added him today, so maybe he's not figured it out yet.
All right, we'll come back to you if you're still listening.
Dapo King, you're up. I don't know. Vito, are you there? Let me see if Skype is still working. I feel like people dropping off. Oh no, Vito. No, you're working, Vito. Yeah, you're all right. Let me try Dapo King again. Dapo King, you there?
All right, guys. I just want to Joshua Wilder fan.
Vito, are you there? Let me see if we can still working. One moment. I just need everyone other than Dapo King to please mute themselves on Skype. Everyone other than Dapo King, please mute yourself on Skype. We're going to get to everyone. No worries. It's very early. We're rocking out. We're here with you. Dapo King, take it away.
Can you hear me?
Well, you're on speaker, or Hello? We got someone that should not be on. And it's Dr. Finley, please mute yourself or be ejected, sir. Go on once, twice, three times. Arrivederci. Go ahead, Dapo King. I apologize. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I had you muted. Say that again. Dapo? Oh, God. Mr. Dapo King. Oh, brother.
Dapo King, what's going on, homie?
We're going to move on then. We're going to go. I mean, I don't know.
People go back to Unknown Mystery real quick just to make sure.
Unknown Mystery, you there?
Going once. Going twice. Unknown mystery going three times. All right, let's try some blog talk people then.
Nah, we got nobody on blog talk. Everybody's called in on. It's like five, but I mean, if we can't get them, we will move on. Try one last time and give it a second for them to get on. Let me get to what do we got here? Do we got any super chats before I get to the chat? And Solomon, I got you. Keep calling and let me add you as well.
What's going on, Solomon?
All right. Let's see. What do we got on Skype? We're going to go to Dapo King. Are you ready?
What's up, guys?
All right.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you.
Sound loud and clear, loud and clear.
Yeah, man. I just want to talk about this Wilder coming up saying he had a surgery 12 weeks before starting camp with
Hold on, bro.
Solomon, mute yourself, please.
All right, back to you, Dapo King.
Yeah, I just want to talk about this Wilder saying he had a surgery 12 weeks before starting camp with Fury. I'm like, why is he coming up with all of this? After the fight, like, he had a great fight. Of course, I think he lost the fight, but he had a draw. So why talk about it? Why start bringing David Haye style, Mato is writing or whatever. He had a, like, he was punching a mascot way before he started camp. He didn't talk about him having a surgery then. So why is he talking about it now? And also want to talk about this Luis Ortiz thing as well. I know you interviewed him this, and you mentioned the fact that he actually was he was mandatory for Joshua, and he failed a drug test because he got dropped off. And they couldn't really address it. They couldn't really answer your question when you were asking them why. So I think Luis Ortiz keeps saying Joshua doesn't want to fight him. He needs to stay out of those juice, isn't it? Like, he obviously did something wrong for him to be taken out of the rankings back then. But since then
he's been cleared, and he's fought Wilder, and then he's fought, you know, someone before that, and then he fought Kaufman. So, like, he's available if Joshua wants to fight. For you to say, oh, he tested positive in the past, he shouldn't fight him. Well, he fought Povetkin. There was no excuse there.
Yeah, but the thing is, when he failed the drug test, it went back to the back of the queue, isn't it? It's not a front runner anymore.
Exactly. But you're telling me at this point he's not the number four heavyweight or number five? Like, if you want to be biased and give Dillian White a position, well, Lewis is there. It's AJ. No. It's Fury, Wilder.
Luis Ortiz is a sick boxer. I would definitely put him in my top five. But in UK, which one will sell out Wembley? Dillian White will sell out Wembley more than Ortiz will. So Ortiz does not speak English as well. So you have to take, like,
Canelo doesn't speak English. Canelo doesn't speak English. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Bro, Povetkin didn't speak a lick of English. And AJ still managed to sell out Wembley.
Yeah, Povetkin don't speak English either, homie. Boxing is international. It's global. You in the UK. Where you at? Where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I'm calling from England.
There you go. So it's an international.
If you're not talking on Skype, please mute yourself.
No, it's him, brother. He's got feedback himself. That's who's got
Hey, man, pause your live feed.
Yeah. But he's almost up. That's why I just let it go.
Yeah, so I don't think Ortiz got anything. Well done to you, obviously, from... But the sound of things as well, a lot of people in America are actually throwing shit on him and I think him fighting him confidence, I would actually like to see what he does next, because his confidence will be shot right now.
Cut it. And I really just want
to... Obviously punching after the bell. Thank you for calling in. Let me get to some other callers. Go ahead, Mike.
I want to address what the caller brought up about Wilder's arm. Man, this guy almost took my fucking head off. Not literally, but like figuratively, like talking with. Like, hey, man, do not post that fucking video. Don't post this shit. I do not want it to get out. And I was like, okay. And he went over there and told us, hey, man, get your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your boy. But it is what it is.
Listen, man, you know, it ain't gonna matter what you say. They won't believe you. We know what.
Yeah, I know.
And luckily, none of that matters now, because they are where they are, and AJ stepping up to the plate. That's all I care about. I care about 2019 now. It's December. It's Christmas time. You know,
Super chat from Jeffrey Rodriguez. Boy, Ness out here eating UK suckers for breakfast. Easy work. Point to the easy work.
Oh, yeah. That side of the moon, Alice. Let me see. We got some people here. No sound outlet. All right, let me get to Solomon. Talk to me.
Solomon.
Yo.
What up?
What's up, man?
Yo, I love the way you sound, bro. No homo, bro. Like, you always sound mad chillaxed and shit. Like, yo.
I'm chilling, bro. We're winning over here.
Yo.
We're winning.
We winning.
You're winning.
Your man's boxed in. Your man's boxed in. He's boxed in. You know he is.
Who's boxed in? Your man's boxed in. He's about to get locked out.
Bruh, my man was supposed to be frozen out, and all of a sudden he's in the front. What you talking about?
Don't forget, we'll never be locked out. We got the last key. We got the last key, baby.
If Wilder doesn't act right, I'm going to slap him up and freeze him out. What happened to that? Now you calling to my... Right. Now his quote is, what took this fool so long? Like, we ain't been interested. When was he interested? When he was sending flat fees, or when he was on Jamaica chilling? Where your man's
at? Your man don't even want AJ. Your man don't even want AJ.
My man took a flat fee to fight AJ, but he don't want AJ.
Your man, I'd rather be a boxer than a fighter. Yeah, a boxer than a fighter. A rapper.
Let's talk about it. We could talk about whatever you want to talk about. I see you want to deflect. You don't want to talk about AJ stepping up to the plate. You want to talk about yesterday's news because you don't want to see your man in there. You heard what Fury said. You heard what Fury said. Fury said AJ won't fight neither one of them.
No, your guy doesn't want it. It was Tyson Fury that called out AJ. Your guy didn't know what to say. Your guy was humble. Your guy
that's a lie. Let me tell you, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Your guy got two
Wilder called him out in the press conference. Wilder called him out in the press conference. Tyson Fury called him out the next day in Good Morning Britain. Ooh, banging you, UK head.
Listen to the fight. What the fight? Look, your guy's the champ, yeah? Your guy was at home. Fury's had what? That was his third fight in 5 years.
So you want me?
And
you,
he didn't even get the W.
You want me to be amazed that Fury had people cheering for him, bro? Like, what UK guy fights in the US and doesn't bring a crowd? Come on, man, knock it off. That's normal for y'all.
I'm not talking about the crowd.
What you talking about then? What you talking about the draw?
The champion.
What you talking about the draw?
Knockdowns and he still didn't get the W.
What you talking about the draw? Yeah, he didn't get the W. You know why? Because Fury's that good. He's the only man to really beat Vladimir Klitschko. Not like AJ coming off a 2-year layoff.
And you're comparing last night. Yeah, I heard you saying you're comparing Deontay Wilder. How good he done against Fury?
Absolutely.
To Klitschko.
Absolutely.
You can't be comparing him.
Absolutely. Why can't I? They both fought Fury.
Completely different.
They both fought Fury.
Your guy's trash compared to Klitschko.
Yeah, he did better than Klitschko.
Your guy's not even elite.
Yeah, he did better than Klitschko. He's not elite, but he did better than Klitschko. Ha ha, you sound stupid.
Bro, did you see this? Have you seen the punching stats for that fight? How many punches got put out and landed?
Have you watched the fight? So let me ask you something. Solomon, let me ask you something. Serious question, no trolling. Did you find at least one round to give to Wilder besides the knockdown rounds? Just one.
The second.
Okay, so if you could find the second plus the two knockdown rounds, a draw is arguable. Have a good night, my man. Learn how to fucking count. What the fuck they teaching these guys over there? I'm just saying, yo, two rounds for Wilder and two in the two knockdowns, and you really talk about, yo, shit is weird. You know what I mean? But even if you find one round, then you know that a draw is arguable. Like, all this craziness is retarded. But what up, Mike?
We got another super chat from Jeffrey Rodriguez. Easy work. Next caller.
I'm telling you, where they at, B? All right, we're trying to go to Unknown Mystery. You seem to be on. Can we get you? On Skype, Unknown Mystery. All right, maybe he doesn't know that's him, so we're going to just say your name is 9F175C. If your Skype number is a bunch of letters and numbers, I'm talking to you. All right, then. Moving on, David, talk to me. David.
Yo, I'm just finishing off a report. Come back to me.
Okay.
Super chat from Chase Athletics. Jenny only lost to Klitschko and Ortiz.
Exactly. How are you going to say that wasn't a top 10? I mean, listen, the sheep will say whatever, bro. Before we started the show, we had 4 likes. Well, who you think that was? Fucking the sheep. Oh, so Stainless saying the blog talk ain't working. I'm going to have to check it. Here we go. Here we go, Stainless. Good thing you hit me up, B. We're going to reconnect it. All right. In the meantime, David, are you there? David.
Yeah, fuck it. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You said to come back to you. Akan, are you there? Akan.
Yo, can you hear me?
We hear you. Talk to me.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, I'm from the UK too. AJ supporter and all that. But to be fair, we're supporting our boxing too. But do you know what? Yeah, I think what you guys said the other day is true in terms of the UK public. We have wanted AJ to talk. We understand this whole boxing is a gentleman's sport, all of that rubbish. But at the end of the day, two guys have been calling you out and he said nothing. I understand the whole probably Eddie Hearn getting into his head saying, oh, yes! Say anything. Don't promote the fight anymore or... You're building up their profile even more. But irrespective, Anthony Joshua didn't have to say anything for their profiles to be built up. they credit to Wilder and Fury, they did enough work in the promo and Showtime, everyone else. They did enough work for people to take notice of Wilder and for people to take notice of Fury. Fury's back. Wilder's bigger than he's been before. So right now, Joshua had to come out and say something. He had to publicly come out and say something. He couldn't go to Sky News and just release a quote. He had to tweet it. So right now, it's the thing where the UK public, we won't accept Dillian White. I'm so sorry. We support Dillian White. Love the whole rematch with Chisora. But we don't want to see no Dillian White April 13th. We already know AJ's going to beat him. It doesn't add anything to AJ's legacy beating him twice. He can fight Dillian White the following year. Dillian White's still going to be there. Irrespective. There's other people there. Two of the top three heavyweights right now. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. That's what we want to see. So either one of them, and we'll be happy. If there's Dillian White on the 13th of April, the UK public will not have it. That's it, man. That's my call.
Well, I hope you're right, man. I hope you could speak for the entire UK public. I hope there's an outcry if he doesn't take one of these two men. We're going to go out to our boom.
Another super chat from Jack Killsby. Ortiz is a top two heavyweight based on skill, but not in the top 10 when it comes to conditioning.
Again, it's like he told me, if y'all think I'm old, then give me this work. Beat me up. Beat the old guy up. If you think he got bad conditioning, keep in mind that he almost took Wilder out in the late rounds. I'm just saying. It looks like we got our Skype machine back working. I mean, I said that already, but I meant to say it looks like we got Blog Talk back working. But we're going to go to Stainless on Skype. Our Boomeranger, talk to me.
Yo, you can hear me?
Loud and clear.
Cool. Sorry, I'll be Skyping on my phone. I got to get used to the buttons and shit. You already know, man. Blog Talk go down. Skype go down. Nigga, you can hit me through the TBV, Patreon, Batman signal. I'm going to respond. And I'm pissed. You know what I'm saying? They don't know about that. I'm here. I guess I'm happy to hear Anthony Joshua, you know, Eddie Hearn open back up Anthony Joshua Twitter page. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm saying I'm
Stainless, give me one moment. Who the hell is this? Jesus Christ. It's like I don't say this every day. David Eldridge, whatever. D-E. Mute yourself, please, or be ejected. Final warning. Go ahead, Stainless.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to hear, you know what I'm saying? He came back off holiday early or whatever. I'm gonna be content, like you were saying earlier. I don't know, man. You seem to be vibing and meshing on a lot of phrases and thoughts lately, but that ain't necessarily a bad thing ever. You know what I'm saying? Because we both on that boxing shit. We'll be content with the fact that Joshua even responded and started to talk. Because let's be honest, man. The dude ain't said two words since his fight, pretty much a couple days after the last fight with the record. I mean, he's been real quiet, so you're saying I think he's still kind of trolling a little bit myself, or just trying to take some of that attention away from this great fight we just had with Wilder and Fury. I'm almost excited for this weekend because, like I said, I went to the movies to watch it, so I didn't get to record it like I usually do. So I have to wait.
Hey, Stainless, are you talking into the phone or what? Because you sound like you're underwater, player.
Bro, you know I'm rolling up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If something going to happen, I'm excited to hear that this happened. I'd rather see Wilder than Fury. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to see that there's some life in this heavyweight division. And, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like it was a couple years ago when all we had was, you know, the Charles Martins and Povetkins and Pulev's and Klitschko. Like, it's exciting, man. So, I'm saying I'm going to go ahead and eat my crow pie and just be content with the fact that at least they're working towards getting something done. So, I'm saying, as I always say, man, please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. Fellas, appreciate this TBV breakfast, but, you know, I got to get on my breakfast blunt, man. So, I'll holler at y'all soon.
Stainless, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Mike.
We got a super chat from Grandmaster Flash. Fury was 100% versus Klitschko. He was only 50% versus Wilder. Fury still looked like a fat dad versus Wilder. So obviously, Wilder did better than Klitschko.
Yeah, and let's not talk about the fact he knocked him down twice where Klitschko could barely put a fucking glove on him. Let's not talk about the fact that you don't even want to watch Klitschko Fury again. We called it a boring fight up until yesterday. This is the best fight Fury has ever had. Action-packed, nothing like that Vlad fight. Call it what you want. We're going out to what I believe is a first-time caller. If you're a first-time caller, let me know. We're coming from the 520-414. 520-414. Block Talk. Talk to me. Who's this? First-time caller?
Going once.
Nah. I think Block Talk. Let me refresh this page. See what's up. 520-414. Yeah, I think Blog Talk is acting up. All right, we're going back to Skype then until Blog Talk gets...
That's Unknown Mystery, 520 from Arizona. He just put it in the chat.
Well, he's also on Skype, but I keep going to him. He doesn't talk on Skype. So we're going to go to David on Skype. D-E, David on Skype. Talk to me. David, you there?
Can you hear me?
We hear you. Talk to us. Talk to us.
Do you remember me?
I do not. Refresh my memory.
I phoned up
You sound like you're on speaker, David. Come on, get outside. Get out of that fucking bottle of water you're in.
Bottle of water. Can you hear me better now?
Hell yeah, we hear you. Sound like you was talking in that pond water y'all drinking over there.
No, I had the headphones in, innit? No, we spoke a couple of months ago. It was when Joshua and Wilder were going back and forth. And I told you, Fury's number one. And you just disregarded him. But I guess you know now, yeah?
I mean, listen, it always takes someone to prove something to make someone a believer.
He proved everything he needed to prove against Klitschko. Listen, Wilder did better.
Hell no. He didn't prove everything against Klitschko.
No, he did. He made Klitschko shy. Wilder's not a punk. He wasn't shy. He threw the punches. But Klitschko, an 11-year super champion, if you make him shy and win the fight against him, that's proof enough to me. Anyway, we can move on from this. You said earlier if you give Wilder one round, apart from the rounds where he knocked down Fury, that you can make an argument for the draw, yeah? That's what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That math doesn't add up.
That's why I said make an argument, but two rounds and two knockdowns gives you a draw. You get what I'm saying?
No. It's two knockdowns and three rounds. That makes it 7-7.
7-7? Dude, it has to be 6-6, homie. It's 12 rounds. We're not fucking 14.
Two knockdowns. No, but with the two knockdowns. Anyway, it don't matter. It don't matter. So anyway.
What he's saying is he needs two knockdowns and two rounds to get a draw.
Exactly. That's why I said if you could see one round, if you're a Wilder hater and can only give him one round plus the two knockdowns, then a draw is arguable because you're gonna argue that someone else. Listen, you could see Andre Ward giving Wilder two rounds. You could see people giving Wilder the ninth and the second. I didn't give him that. You could see people. You could see professionals giving him the first or the third. The numbers are all mixed up. So if I'm saying gave him the first three,
listen to me.
Go.
Listen, I'm not saying the draw's a robbery. I'm saying you can argue for Wilder and you can give him the rounds. And the draw, I don't think it's a robbery. I think the judge that had 115, 111.
We're saying the same thing.
That's No, but I'm saying the judge that had it 115 to 111 to Wilder, I don't think that judge should judge again. And I'm quite disappointed that you lot haven't been
brother, but let's not forget that there was a judge that had it a draw for Canelo Mayweather. Like, we're not talking judges.
I'm not arguing with the draw.
I'm talking about the scorecard. There was a scorecard where Canelo and Mayweather was a draw for one person. I keep telling y'all, I don't care about that. Brother, I'm giving you an example of the fan not needing to worry about a judge. You want me to sit here and talk about how bad a judge scored the fight? I don't give a fuck about the judge. That's why we
I'm
here.
I'm a Fury fan. I have to worry about the judge.
And I'm to me. And I'm a Wilder fan. I have to worry about the judge making sure they get the right call. But they always get it wrong. That's why we here. That's why this show was invented, to give you a place to call in and get your frustrations out, because they always get it wrong. Do I got to remind you what happened in the Paul Williams versus Lisandre Lara fight? First time in history, my friend. First time ever that three judges were suspended indefinitely. Judging is always fucked up. Do I got to remind you about Islandi Laura versus Carlos Molina, where Carlos Molina truly won? Niggas always get robbed. Or should I remind you about Carlos Molina versus fucking James Kirkland?
Bro, enough.
Because you ain't got no fucking knowledge, and you think this is the first time that some shit happened? No, motherfucker. You think the phrase "don't let it, leave it in the judge's hands" happened yesterday or Saturday night? Ether for you fucking guys that don't know enough about boxing. Listen, you could call in here and be frustrated, but point the finger. That's retarded. I could give you numerous occasions. I'll remind you about one in the UK when Derek Chisora fought fucking Malik Scott and they counted him out at 9. He was up on his feet at 9. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. So what are you saying? This subjective shit happening every day in boxing, bro. Please get your life right. Let's see. You got anything, Mike? Mike?
My bad. I was fucking editing a video, matter of fact. Mike. Oh, we got a super chat from Jay Willits. You need 3 rounds. The 2 knockdowns for a draw. M-O-G. M-O-N-G. Mog. I don't fucking know.
M-O-N-G, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we getting so many callers on Skype. But
and we got, that's it. No more super chats. Yes, sir. But, hey, man, I mean, fans know, bro. Fans know. They always, everybody want to play.
I see deflection at its finest is what I'm seeing. Like, people want to talk about, you know, scorecards or.
Everybody want to play Monday morning quarterback.
Offers. Like, dog, this is the first time Anthony Joshua has come out in a long time, and they're deflecting. The AJ's protectors seen 2 men in there. All right, they seen a dude. Right, if I'm talking from the perspective of a UK guy, Mike, this is what I seen. I seen Fury outbox the smaller man in Deontay Wilder. We seen a 212-pound man make the fight. Wilder came forward the entire night. When have you seen the smaller man come forward? You think Mikey's going to come forward on Errol Spence? Or you think Crawford's going to walk down Errol Spence? When have you seen that shit? You think Jermell Charlo's going to walk down Errol Spence?
Did
walk down by De La Hoya? Did Floyd walk down De La Hoya? When does the smaller man, nigga, 212 pounds, homie. He 212 pounds. He got 6'9", 260 dudes running. Luis Ortiz is how big? Backing the fuck up.
240,
everybody backing up from a skinny dude. And then if you're a UK fan, you seen Wilder stalking, making a fight, but not landing, right? What you seen was another dude. At bigger than Wilder, but fucking slick like Mayweather. So either poison. You know you don't want it for AJ. You protect him, B. But we're going to go out to KO on Skype. Talk to me.
Yo. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Loud and clear.
Good stuff. Yeah, man. Ness, you need to calm down, man. You're going to be pregnant like your champion the way you're going on. Anyway, I actually think that the draw is actually the best decision that could happen for the April 13th fight. I want to see AJ actually fight Wilder April 13th. And I think that's the fight that AJ wants. He's been very clear about that. The truth of the matter is, I mean, did you know Fury actually came on the Good Morning Breakfast show and said there was a 2-way rematch? So he actually confirmed that the 2-way rematch was true, which if that happened, if any of them won, then would have had to see the rematch. So I actually think for the AJ Wilder fight, it's good that it ended up as a draw. So we get to see the fight, we get to see an undisputed champion, and we get to see AJ obviously knock Wilder out. I mean, If anything, after watching that fight, I am so fully convinced AJ is going to knock Wilder the Spark out.
No!
It's going to happen, clearly, because Wilder has no other options. He has to fight AJ. And, yeah, we'll get...
You mean AJ got no other options? Either AJ go fight the heavyweight Mayweather or he go fight motherfucking the baddest man on the planet. Pick your poison.
He's going to knock your champion out.
All right. Well, I can't wait.
Every time I call, I tell you this.
Hey, Tyson said he was going to knock out Wilder.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to give you congratulations. Now your champion can just, you know, stop the cherry picking he's been doing for all his 40 fights.
Really? I mean, the guy that AJ didn't fight Wilder for, both of them. Luis Ortiz, AJ was that was AJ's mandatory, and now Tyson Fury, that was AJ's domestic super fight.
Can I say something about that mandatory business thing? I mean,
you got a whole minute to say whatever you like.
He had the IBF and had the WBA, and he took one first. He took the IBF first.
Yeah,
because
you know what was on the WBA side.
People need to stop saying that he ducked Ortiz. He took his first mandatory.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ortiz decided that he was going to fight Wilder instead of fighting.
The walls are closing in, homie. The walls are closing
in. So why are people saying he ducked? I mean, that's just Wilder. What do you call yourselves again? Wilder fans? Wilder.
That's hilarious.
The Wilder.
Yo, listen. The only thing that sticks around here is what I say. You guys drinking palm water because you're AJ protectors. I don't know what you're talking about.
And the facts of the matter is AJ is the champion. He's a unified champion.
The champion nobody's talking about, right?
He's relaxing.
He's relaxing. Hiding.
He goes on Twitter whenever he wants. You know, and
when the pressure's on him. When the pressure's on him.
Headphones. I know you guys have to make your shows, you know.
Punching after the bell. Bye, KO. He said he's on Twitter when the pressure's on him. He's on the island relaxing when he's hiding. You better get out of here. We going out to M Stacks on Skype. KO, please mute yourself. KO, please mute yourself. Let me see if Suleiman on Blog Talk is going to work. Blog Talk's looking like it's a little sticky here. I don't know. Just keeps twisting and going. Yeah, yeah, the numbers are like every time I try to unmute somebody, it's just not. They must be doing some maintenance. M Stacks, Skype, talk to me.
What's going on, M Stacks?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Ness?
What up?
Man, I just wanted to call in, man. Kudos to both fighters, man. I mean, if you want to know the blueprint on how to do a pay-per-view from top to bottom, I'm talking about from the build-up to the press conferences, to the weigh-ins, to the all-access, to the ring walk, to the fight itself, to the controversy and debate afterwards, man. That's how you do a motherfucking pay-per-view, man. And for real, I'm down for the rematch, man, because AJ needs to learn how to sell a fight. You got all these AJ fans all of a sudden in the comments talking about, oh, AJ kills Wilder. 3-4 days ago, y'all weren't even talking about the fight. Y'all were talking about pay-per-view sales and shit. AJ was talking about going to sleep during the fight and shit. Now, he watched the fight like we knew he would. Now, all of a sudden, he's got balls. You know what this told me?
Watching the fight, he was invited to. Talking about he was gonna be too busy to watch.
Man, my nigga, hot man, let him go. He hot right now.
He's a lying bitch, and I say bitch because he's the bitch that's been holding up this fight this whole fucking time. It's evident now. Now all of a sudden he wants to fucking fight. Get the fuck out of here. Bring his bitch ass on. He get knocked the fuck out by Wilder, and then get outboxed. And probably not the fuck out by Tyson Fury. And if any UK caller thinks he ain't the pussy that's been holding up the fight, tell him to call up here and debate with some legitimate shit instead of some fanboy shit. That's my call.
Well, thanks for calling in. Let's go.
Who was that, bro? Who was that?
M Stacks.
God damn, he came with that shit this morning. Man, talk your shit, M Stacks.
Narrative, you little.
Talk your shit. No, I'm just saying. I mean, I like when callers call in and talk that shit. No matter if it's Wilder or if it's
AJ. But it helps when it's Wilder or Crawford.
Get them Wilder.
We got a super chat from Craig Maxwell. That's all he put. Craig Maxwell. He caught a man Cat Stacks. Come on, y'all, man. Show some respect to that brother. Oh my god. That Wilder fan. Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just I'm trying to add a few people before I go on.
Do your thing. I'm going out to the chat right quick. We got Wilder couldn't outbox his box out of a celebration. What the hell?
All right, let's go to Tech Syria on Skype. Texas, something about Texas on Skype. Talk to me.
I can hear it now.
All right.
Texarkana.
All right.
Brother, you going to talk to us or what?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Connection's bad. Yeah, you know what? I don't like either Wilder or Fury, and I watched a fight. And to be totally honest, I scored it a draw. I had it 13-13, 1-13, 1-13. I don't think it was a robbery. I could see how people might have leaned towards Fury. Didn't have Wilder in it, but a draw I thought was fair. One thing I will say, though, is that the real winner in this is Tyson Fury. Like, he went from... We had 2 years straight of AJ Wilder. To overnight, all people are talking about in the UK is... AJ Fury. And whatever people are demanding overseas in the US, it's just whispers compared to what they're saying over here. Because they're shouting for this AJ Fury fight now. And Tyson Fury went from being nowhere to being somewhere. Now, that is why I think now that AJ Wilder will happen. Because I think Wilder will realize, and his team will realize that, okay, they're going to have to concede somewhere because AJ can easily make the fight with Fury now. As opposed to
AJ ain't taking that fucking fight with Fury. You crazy. You believe that shit? We did a show on that yesterday, bro.
They could posture it though. They could posture like they're gonna take the fight.
They could posture all they want. The world know that AJ ain't taking that fight first, bro.
Well, the world don't know nothing because at the end of the day, the world thought Wilder's gonna knock out Fury.
Yeah, and the world also thought AJ was gonna fight Wilder.
The fight ain't happened until the fight happened. Big John Fury said it himself yesterday. And one more thing, Mike, yesterday, you came on some real casual shit. Did you say that Luis Ortiz's win over Kaufman and Trevor Bryan or Bryan Jennings, whatever his name is, makes him a top contender?
Bro, if you was listening to my conversation yesterday, then you know after that I was like, damn, he caught me slipping. And then, whoa. Then I brought up Tony Thompson, Dave Allen.
You said. Hoffman and Ortiz.
And like 30 seconds later, if you were listening, like you should have been, I brought up Tony Thompson, I brought up Dave Allen, and I brought up Malik Scott. So there you go.
He talked, but they still don't make him a contender. What are you talking? This absolute shit.
Hold on.
Hey, brother. How are you going to say that Malik Scott, David Allen, Tony Thompson twice, Travis Kaufman, Bryan Jennings, doesn't make him a top contender? Shut the fuck up. Who you think you're talking to? His resume is 10 times better than fucking Dylan White. Are you stupid?
They're all shit fighters. None of those fighters are top 15 contenders.
You're lying. Listen to me. You're lying. Listen, when he fought, excuse me, okay? Because you're lying. When he fought Tony Thompson, he was definitely a top contender because Tony Thompson upset David Price. Or did you forget? That David Price was a top 10.
I've never been a contender.
Bruh, you heard the bell. You heard the bell. Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. You heard the bell. Let someone else go.
We got a super chat from Rick Milesney. Joshua versus either guy, whoever doesn't get the Joshua fight should get White. Big Baby versus Ortiz. And how would a DAZN Showtime promotion work? I don't think it would work.
I mean, look, we don't know about that. What we do know is that at least Espinoza is willing to do it. And that's true. What matters to me.
Yeah, I just don't know how it works.
We got a couple of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just don't know how it works when network saying that they don't do pay-per-views anymore. That's all.
Blog Talk is something wrong with that shit. I done tried on different browsers and everything. We're going to go to, who do we got on Skype? Akeem, talk to me.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Nez, Mike, what's good? Nez, you need to take up yoga or something.
Yoga,
why? You get stressed far too easily.
Stressed? I'm winning,
yeah,
champ.
Yesterday,
I'm winning, champ.
You were angry.
Hey champ,
because AJ
winning.
Wasn't saying anything.
I'm winning over today, here. Remember my guy, the one y'all tell
AJ
me
said something.
Brother, the one that y'all tell me I'm up his ass, moment. He doing good right now. I'm winning, champ. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're winning, but you're stressing, bro. I'm just worried about your health.
Bottom line is, I'm happy. AJ. I'm happy that Eddie Hearn every day is proving to be more of a lie, that my interviews are gold. You know, Barry Hearn came out yesterday and said, "I'm glad we didn't take that $50 million offer." I thought the offer was fake.
The offer was fake, bro. Okay, let's.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Look, I haven't got sound bites.
Hey, homie, Barry Hearn is as old as motherfucking
Showtime.
Bob Barron. Now he lying too, huh? He lying too.
Let me speak. Okay, the $50 million offer. When Wilder put it out on Instagram or whatever, did AJ respond?
Oh yes, he did.
Did AJ respond?
Yeah, I believe so. He did.
So Wilder offered a fight on the internet. AJ accepted the fight on the internet. So when it came down to talking business, Shirley Finkel said he's not meeting with Eddie Hearn. If the offer was real, why does he have to accept it in any other way? If you're offering a contract over online and I'm accepting it online, then it's accepted. So why do I have to now publicly formally write it I've accepted before we can talk business? The $50 million was a stunt. It was a publicity stunt. We know what that was. And really, it's got us to where we are now. Showtime pulled out a bunch of legends and started asking them about this phantom $50 million offer to discredit AJ on the night where Wilder is having his biggest fight of his life. I mean, the fact is, Wilder is building his career off the back of AJ's
phantom $50 million that every single heavyweight said they would take. Get your ass out of here. Only you UK sheep. Only the sheep. Only the sheep. Only the sheep believed that it wasn't real. Only the sheep.
Only the sheep.
Don't call for Mike now, bro. Why Ness on your ass now, homie? Don't do that. Big bro.
Funny, and I'm saying let's go. I'm agreeing. Then the fight has been agreed. What happened next? What happened next?
I'll tell you what happened next. What happened next is that his promoter started posturing him and doing bullshit. AJ told
his
him to do something. AJ told him to do something. He didn't do it.
No. Shelly Finkel said he's not meeting, except he accepts the contract. Wilder put a 24-hour deadline on the contract. I listened to your show. You said that he didn't even like the fact that he put a 24-hour deadline like that. It looks like a publicity stunt. He put it on. AJ accepted within 5 minutes. Nothing has happened since. Look, all that's history. The fact
you're damn
is,
right
AJ
it is
publicly said
you're damn
now,
right it is. No, now his irrelevant. Back is to the corner.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. Whatever you want to say, AJ has said, look, I'll fight. I'm ready to fight. I'll fight every one of you. Yesterday, this is what you were calling him to do. You were angry because he wasn't doing it. Today, he's doing it, and you're still angry.
I'm not angry. That's why I'm telling you. Yo, Daddy, I'm not angry. That's why I'm telling you I'm happy. Either way is a poison. I've been saying that all show. The problem is you sheep hear what you want to hear. All show, what have I been saying? Pick your poison. He could go dance with Mayweather, or he could go die with the baddest man on the planet. Pick your poison.
Look, he'll knock out Wilder in 2 rounds. Like, we all know it.
Yeah,
you know it.
Again.
And that's why you shouldn't really back yourself into a corner by isolating yourself from Wilder.
We got
a super chat from Kodai TV. Is Wilder now a permanent pay-per-view fighter?
I don't know, but the next fight, if it's with AJ, is a pay-per-view, and if the rematch is with Fury, it's a pay-per-view. We're going to go out to the review.
Whoa. We got another chat from Craig Maxwell. AJ fan here from the UK. Fury draw has changed everything. No excuses now. He don't take Wilder. He needs to fight Fury. It's about the top three.
Yep. All right. We got a couple of three, five.
Another one. Jeffrey Rodriguez. AJ was the one who said he wouldn't take the $50
million. Mm. All right. So we got some iTunes reviews we want to read out here. We got one coming from the Doctor of Journalism from the USA. He says, good show, but jerky management. That's the title. Good show, but jerky management. It's a 3-star review. And he says, in a world lacking any boxing podcasts, this one offers a lot. However, the audio quality has issues. And frankly, I finally joined a live chat and was put in timeout by the moderator after merely pointing out the bias tribal reaction of blacks in America and whites in the UK after Fury Wilder. The hosts have pointed this sort of thing out from the callers in the past. Also, a warning. I mean, yeah, we tell you that chat is brutal, bro. That's not for everybody. Also, he says, the callers curse all over the place. Something I don't normally mind and have a loose relationship with both spoken word and English language. The hosts really aren't much better on that score, but they are knowledgeable. In a sum, I'm taking my time, money, and knowledge elsewhere. Unsubscribed. But he gave us 3 stars. Thank you, my friend. We have another one. This channel is biased. Presenting is terrible. 1 star. And this is coming from Coldplay 2356324 in the UK. I would not recommend downloading this podcast unless you are a fan of Deontay Wilder. This isn't a boxing podcast. It's a Wilder podcast. Terrible, biased presenter who doesn't know much about boxing and instead always favors their favorite fighters. And the next one, coming from the UK, and his name is Des. And it's TBV for Life is the chat, the title. It's a 5-star review. He says, absolutely love the show. The U.S. versus U.K. rivalry. Just can't wait for AJ to knock Wilder the fuck out so it will humble Ness and the U.K. and Rob can take over the show. Emoji of a British flag. Well, sad to report, but Rob quit the show. That Tyson Fury fight. Great. Dun, dun, dun. He put great work, boys, with a I love you emoji, or I don't know. I think this is like something cool, like hello or what's up, aloha, some shit. But he put a colored emojis, a dark skin emoji there. So my man's in the UK. He's a brother. And we got another one. And the title is a sheep emoji. I love it. 5-star review. He says the back and forth between. Oh, no, wait. It's a sheep emoji is the title. It's a 5-star review. And it comes by AUK in the. Oh, no. A UK sheep. That's his fucking. I love you, bro. He says a UK sheep from the UK. He says the back and forth between the UK fans and Ness makes the show. Great podcast. Keep it up and try and do some UK camp lives. You know what? Actually, I think Chisora's Don Charles invited me over. I was going to go, but man, it's been just so much traveling. I'm extremely exhausted these days. I think I'm not going to travel till March. We're going to go to DJ with the hot fucking mic. DJ, when you're going to learn how to mute yourself, brother? Like, that's totally unfair to the other callers that are on Skype waiting.
Go, DJ.
DJ, talk to me.
That my DJ.
DJ? I think you muted yourself now, brother.
I muted myself. No, I'm unmuted. Yeah, bro. Yo, what's up, man? What's up, Ness? You good?
We're good, brother. We're good. How are you?
Yeah, no, you know what? I just joined the Skype. I didn't even really want to call up and chat. I enjoy listening.
All right, brother. Let me get to some other people. There's a few there listening. We're going to go to... Mute yourself, DJ. Thank you. We'll go to Unknown Mystery. We're going to try you again. Unknown Mystery.
The suspense is killing me with this guy.
I know. And his mic doesn't work. Raymond Rocha. Raymond.
Rocha. I tried it.
Raymond, what's up, baby? Come on. Everybody want to be, they don't got they let me see. Maybe
while we wait, we got a super chat from Ashley Knight. I just can't believe how average Wilder was against a 7% Fury.
Damn.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, talk to me. He said a 7% Fury. Check 70, him out.
70.
Oh, 70.
Yo, it's Hurricane Ray.
What up, Ray?
Hey, Ramon. Ramon Rocha. Yo, I had to download the app because Block Talk crapped out. But it's all good. Let me gather my thoughts real quick. Man, I love these UK fighters coming out, or these UK detractors coming out trying to protect their boy. You know, this AJ, you know, I have respect for every fighter, you know, some more than others. But, you know, AJ waiting in the wings, watching the Deontay Wilder fight and Tyson Fury, you know, he got backed up in the corner, man. The best fights so far of the year have been Wilder, Ortiz, Tyson Fury, or Wilder, and he's just on the back end, you know, cherry picking his fucking fight. Get the fuck out of here. He had no choice but to come out and say something. He would have done himself some better justice if he would have congratulated both men on a great fight that same night, and we wouldn't be talking this shit that we're talking about him right now. But being as it may, now he's forced into the corner. He has to say something, or else his fans will be shivering in the corner and getting blasted by Wilder and Fury fans left and right, like we're doing right now anyways. So with that being said, he has no way but to either see Wilder or Fury. I honestly think that he's going to fight Fury next because it makes sense. It makes sense for him to fight Fury. He's going to make the most money in the UK, and it's going to be safe for him because, you know, Fury don't got that power to knock him out. And, you know, Fury just came out that 2 knockdown, which kind of loosens your jaw a little bit. And, you know, Joshua does throw a heavy, heavy punch, and he might be able to land it, just like Wilder did. So we'll see. Let's see what happens. Yo, Ness, give me a prediction on what's going to happen next between these three fighters. That's it. That's my call, TVV.
Hurricane Ray, brother, thanks for calling in. Shit, I wish if I knew. I know that it's going to be good. It's like I say, man, pick your poison. He's either going to go, he's got to go with Fury or Wilder. Either
we
way.
Gotta, we got to,
goodness. Nah, go ahead.
We got a super chat from Texas C. Tony Thompson, not top 15 in 2018, fucking casual. Tony Thompson is the world.
He's fucking lying. He's lying. I don't even think there's a way to check, but we're gonna see. I'm gonna just try and check if what David Price was.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
Yo, I always forget that I can't use that keyboard.
Yeah, you keep on using it though.
Fucking hell. Oh, thanks for the shots. talk to me. Stainless Boomerang, ready, set, maybe no. If not, I'm going to move on. Uh-oh.
Yo, you can hear me?
I hear you.
You got me?
We got you.
Hey, yo, first I wanted to ask, has anybody heard any update on Adonis Stevenson?
Last night he was doing better. That's what was reported.
Yeah, he's still in a medically induced coma.
Okay. I just wanted to send out some prayers to Adonis Stevenson and his family, man, and his camp, his fans, you know what I'm saying? I know that's not the topic of the show, and it's kind of a sidebar to everything that's going on, but we constantly talk about it, you know, regardless of the passion that we feel and, you know, whatever fighter, you know, say we stand behind. You know, these guys are not bums. They put their life on the line every day. You know what I'm saying? And every time they fight, man, and we should really appreciate, you know, that for what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really wanted to say, man. I was really just trying to get an update. I hadn't really heard anything in the last couple of days, and I knew if anybody knew, then y'all probably would. So I just wanted to ask that, and again, send out my prayers and tell these other fans too. You know.
Marcus, please mute yourself. Jesus freaking Christ!
Man, put a prayer for that man and his family in y'all prayers today or tonight, because, you know what I'm saying, it's a serious thing. It's a tragic thing, and hopefully, you know, everything gets better, and he has a fast recovery. But, you know what I'm saying, put him in y'all prayers, man. As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast.
Absolutely, man. Prayers out to Adonis and his family, man. I know boxing is a unforgiving sport, and these guys actually do go in there and put their life on the line each and every time they go in the ring. So prayers out to Adonis Stevenson to get well soon. And I just want folks to, like, realize that, like, after boxing, the man does have a family. He has a father and does have a wife, I believe. So, guys, just keep prayers out to Adonis, and hopefully he get well soon.
Let's go to Two Tails. Talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Listen, I enjoyed the Wilder Fury fight. I thought it was an entertaining fight. I had Fury edging it by a round. I did expect him to get blown out pretty quickly by Wilder, but Wilder was more of a basic boxer than I even thought beforehand. And I'm no hater. Regards AJ and ducking either Fury or Wilder, I just think you can only believe that AJ is ducking if you listen to Finkel. Actions speak way louder than words. Look at AJ's resume. Look at Wilder's. I don't think there's any comparison. Ortiz, I kind of get there's a mystique about him that no one want to fight him, but it's because he's a southpaw that don't speak English, can't sell a fight. I don't think he's all that. I am interested in seeing Wilder in there with AJ, but I don't believe for a second AJ's ducking. I just want to see the fight. That's my call.
What took him so long then?
When could he have taken it sooner?
And think about it. Think about it, though. Think about it. Separate yourself from this. Just on the outside looking in. If Ortiz is so average, so simple, nothing special, he's old, he's 50, he's on blood pressure medicine, why is none of the top heavyweights fighting them? You name your top heavyweight. What's your top five?
My top five, I would have AJ at the top, and not because I'm a
It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Don't worry. AJ, yeah. Where he belongs, he is number one.
I'd probably put Fury number two, okay, closely with Wilder.
All right. Number three is Wilder. Keep going.
Okay, and then beyond there, I think it's a pick 'em. I think.
All right, so pick 'em. No. Don't worry. Put someone in number four.
Number four, I would put in possibly the Polish lad. What's his name that fought Martin recently?
Oh, Adam Wanacki over Dillian White.
No, I had Dillian White already in there.
No, you got AJ, then you said Fury, then you said Wilder. Dillian White would be number four.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have Dillian White, and then I think it's a toss-up between Parker, Adamek. I think, you know, you would put Ortiz in there, Povetkin.
Okay, so that's fair enough. Fair enough. If you're saying number five is a toss-up between Joseph Parker, who hasn't fought Ortiz, Adamek, you said?
I think he's an interesting fight. I think he's on the up, yeah.
Thomas Adamek or Adam Wanacki?
Sorry, Adam Wanacki, okay. The one who fought Martin.
Adam Wanacki, who hasn't fought Ortiz yet. Who else? Dillian White, who hasn't fought Ortiz yet. Who else?
Yeah, but Dillian. I'll put Povetkin up there as well. I think,
who
like
also,
I think there's a muchness between them.
Luis Ortiz fought Brian Jennings. He fought Deontay Wilder. He fought Malik Scott. What do you mean? He fought Tony Thompson. What do you mean?
Dave Allen.
Dave, listen, Dave Allen is a decent chap, and I think the UK public are taking.
Yeah, well, he had to fight him because that's the type of baby food that Eddie gives you when you sign to him. You know, the same Joshua diet, the same Dillian White diet. That he got that David Allen diet. He got that David Allen diet when he signed.
Dillian White has fought better people than Ortiz. He's fought better people, arguably, than Wilder.
Name one person on Dillian White's resume. Other than Joseph Parker.
Well, you're saying other than the one guy that, you know, he's also fought AJ.
Yes, listen to me. Yes, I want you to name someone other than the guy that he beat coming off of a knockout loss or a 12-round decision loss to Anthony Joshua. Yeah, I want you to name someone else because they got him right off of a loss. The same way Crawford was trying to get Danny, right off of a loss. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, when your promoter's big and got money, he could set you up to get fighters right off of a loss to ensure that you get a win, even though you're hanging over the top rope, draped over like a fucking wet towel on a sunny day at the beach.
Word. Yeah, listen, I hear you. But yeah,
no, you don't hear me. No, you don't hear me because you put him at number four clearly, like he didn't fucking struggle with someone that Andy Ruiz arguably beat. You know what I'm saying? Well, get your knowledge up, bro. Your time is up. The bell been rung.
And you got a super chat.
You up a little bit more because this from, is for a living.
Unknown mystery. Give me a shout out if you get this. I couldn't be heard on Skype, but you better believe I get through in the future. Much love, unknown.
Dougie, we wanted to hear what you was going to come with. For real, I want some action. I want this work. Where they
are. It's full of shit.
Gary, I know Gary going to try to bring this work. Gary in Dallas, talk to me.
What up, Gary? All morning, man. Yo, been waiting on you.
What's going on, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can I hear you?
I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but this is a total bluff, right? So everyone wants to see the rematch with Wilder and Fury. I want to see a rematch, right? So AJ comes in and goes, oh, fight me now, knowing they're going to fight each other again. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Wilder's not fighting those guys right now because they're fighting each other. This is a total bluff. This is like a scam. AJ didn't want to fight guys for $50 million. All of a sudden, now he wants to fight them? Like, and I'm going to be for real.
But wait a minute, Gary. You don't think that he's seen something in the Wilder Fury fight that he feels he could capitalize on Wilder now, and that's why he's confident?
No, I would have always favored AJ towards Wilder. Not that I thought AJ would have definitely picked Wilder, but guns in my head, I would have picked AJ. For the first time ever, I picked Wilder. Wilder's power is real. Seriously, Wilder hit Fury twice. Both times he knocked him down. AJ's not mobile. He's not agile. Like, Fury's right.
So you're saying Fury, AJ's not going to take the Wilder fight, that he's bluffing?
Nope, I don't think Eddie Hearn invested all this money in the heavyweight division to lose control of it, right? He got Dillian White, he got Big Baby Miller, he's got Usyk. He's trying to keep the money of the heavyweight division on his side. He's got three belts, he's got all those heavyweights. He's not putting AJ in the ring with Fury or Wilder at all this year, I'll guarantee it.
That's an interesting perspective.
It sure is. All right, Gary, I guess that's it. We got
a super chat from Texas C. Chisora beats Malik Scott and Tony Thompson. Probably now.
Yeah, now. I mean, when Tony Thompson fought Luis Ortiz, it was – fuck Luis Ortiz. When he fought David Price, when they're trying to say he was in the top 10, when he fought David Price and ended up getting on HBO, that was 2013. Okay. Oh, so yeah. They'll beat Tony Thompson now. You know what I mean? When Tony Thompson himself fought Malik Scott, or do you want to tell me when Luis Ortiz fought Malik Scott, like which one is better for you? You know what I mean? Because what Tony Thompson, what Malik Scott are we picking? What month, what year, when are we getting them? Because when Luis Ortiz fought him, Luis Ortiz also fought him, I believe, on that Eddie Hearn diet, didn't he? And that was the first Eddie Hearn diet fight, and that was in 2016. Then he fought David Allen in 2016. Then he fought, Danielle Martz, you know, that Eddie Hearn diet. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Tony Thompson give Price His first loss?
Absolutely. And then he tried to rematch and say it was a fluke and got knocked out again. Absolutely. But now they're trying to discredit because they thought I was a casual who couldn't remember that far back.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Price won Tony gold.
Tony Thompson is a sheep killer. He killed that David Price hype train. And they met.
Then Price win gold in the Olympics as super heavyweight.
Absolutely, he was heavily touted without a doubt. They know it, I know it. They just
wasn't that the same Olympics that Wilder was in?
The bronze medal that Wilder got. So the guy that couldn't do better than Wilder, or rather, the guy that couldn't do better than Price in the amateurs is doing better than Price in the pros.
Mm, strange.
I don't know. It's just funny how things come full circle. Let's see what we got on Skype. I'm going to Dr. Finley. Did we go to Finley already?
Nope.
Doctor.
Yes, Lou.
Talk to me, good doctor.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Ness.
What's going on? Where are you calling from?
Manchester, England. Back.
Nice.
Shout out Manchester.
Shout out the UK for rocking out with us. Listen, man, I love all you tough-skinned UK guys that know this is just banter. You know, we have opposite opinions, and we're going to express ourselves to, you know, the best of our abilities. Others are a lot more polite than others. That's all.
I'm waiting on the next good movie from the UK.
We definitely got our money's worth.
Yeah, I got a lot of good ones.
Us in the UK paid £20 for that fight. I definitely got me £20 worth. Did you get your money's worth?
Damn right.
I did. I had a great time. I was amongst a lot of TBV listeners. You know, hopefully one day we could do something bigger like that. So we had a lot of people that call into the show, watching the show live while we did a live fight chat. So, yeah, man, it was a great night of boxing. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get a definitive answer, but I think it was still a great weekend. I mean, I was there since Tuesday for fight week, so it was good. I'm going to get and start this clock. Take your call away.
That fight, lads, was absolutely fantastic for boxing. As a Tyson Fury fan, don't think we got the result that we wanted, but I definitely got the performance that we wanted from Tyson Fury. All the doubters out there, doubt with how Tyson Fury, what he could do outside the ring, not just talking. And I think he shocked a lot of people. I was definitely shocked about Deontay Wilder. He fought a lot better than what I thought he fought, what he could fight. And the man has got dynamite in both hands. The man impressed me a lot. But I still believe, hand on heart, that Tyson Fury won the fight. But hey, listen, it was fantastic for boxing. It's opened the division right up. Put Tyson Fury right back in the rankings again, right at the very top. Tyson Fury's in a good spot. If Deontay Wilder and Joshua fight, he fights the winner of one of those. If Tyson Fury fights Deontay Wilder, he's got the belt and he fights Joshua. So everybody's happy. You know, we're going to see some good fights 2019. Can't wait.
Definitely, brother. Thank you for calling in. We got one more, and I think I'll be able to join him. He sent the live request.
Oh, a live request. Wow.
I think we'll be able to get him now.
That's new.
I had to accept.
Yeah, man. I appreciate all the UK callers calling in, man, as well as the callers in America. Let us know that you guys really like the content and like the banner that we present. And shout out to the chat, man. Even though the chat is brutal sometimes, the chat is very, very funny, too.
No, definitely entertaining. Hopefully Block Talk sorts its issues out before 5 p.m. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back later on this evening with a live Deontay Wilder media call. He will be discussing, you know, the split decision draw, and we're putting together that there may be an announcement. Eddie Hearn is traveling to LA. He's there. AJ's there. Finkel's there. Frank Warren's there. Something should happen today. It would be good for us to find out about it live at 5 o'clock. That would be perfect. So if you're interested, you know, this is the place to be. Just subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. And remember to help support your favorite boxing show by dropping us a 5-star review or a review in general, like the kind sirs did today, whose reviews I read live. Also, you can head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors and use our Amazon hyperlink, because that would obviously give us a little kickback and let me, Mike, Matt, and a couple of the other guys head on out to some of these locations and do more camp lives. You know, I heard someone in the review say they wanted to see a UK camp life. Well, that's the way. Use our Amazon hyperlink and we'll get a little kickback, and that'll allow us to do other things. Quick shout out to everyone in the chat, everyone that joined there, everyone that participated, commented, hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, past. It helps with the visibility of the show. Final thoughts. I am excited. I am elated. I am super duper 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 happy that Anthony Joshua finally came out. This is all I want from my champions, is to be vocal a la Jermell Charlo in the ring with Jarrett Hurd. Give it to me. R-A-W. He finally came out. He said, what took this fool so long? Like, we ain't been interested anyway. Well done to Fury. They wanted you because they thought you assumed. They assumed you were finished. I'll give you a fair one when you're ready, either one of you. So basically, inviting both men to fight him, hopefully on April 13th. I do not want anything in between there. I hope that they can hammer this shit out. Yeah, Ness GTO, Instagram, Twitter. Peace.
Hey, big shout out to Primetime, people just, and Fern Gully, Fresh BX, everybody who always is in the chat and always is supporting the channel. I think AJ and Wilder is about that time, or AJ and Fury is about that time we see AJ in the ring with their top of the division. I mean, he's been fighting other guys, mandatories and things like that. And I'm not going to say these guys are not on the level, or they're not on the level of Wilder and Fury. So I think it's about time that he takes the next step, and this is the best way to do it. Eddie Hearn is over in the U.S. of A today with AJ, so hopefully they can get something done, or that they can get the blueprint of the deal in place, so we can have something to look forward to. But follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And thank again for all of the support from the channel. Appreciate it.
Peace. Don't forget to check out Mike's new interview with Jaron Ennis, the hot welterweight that was shining on Showbox a couple of weeks ago. Fresh on the channel, youtube.com/theboxingvoice. Make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell. We will be back at 5 o'clock and probably before or after. You just never know. And for more extra content, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Peace.